AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FDA advisors say the Johnson & Johnson single-dose coronavirus vaccine is effective against COVID-19. Dr. Paul Offit.
You want it to keep you out of the hospital, out of the intensive care unit, and to keep you from dying. And certainly all the vaccines, Pfizer vaccine, Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine appear to do exactly that. That's what you want.
An FDA panel will discuss and then vote on the vaccine on Friday, and emergency approval could be made in just a few days after that meeting. A real-world test of the Pfizer vaccine confirms its effectiveness at preventing serious illness or death.
The Pfizer vaccine showed benefits in smaller, limited testing. Now, results published in the New England Journal of Medicine after a mass vaccination campaign give reassurance that the benefits persist when the vaccine's used in a general population. In this case, more than 500,000 people in Israel of varying ages and health conditions. It was 62% effective at preventing severe disease after a single shot and 92% after two doses. Its estimated effectiveness for preventing death was 72% 2 to 3 weeks after the first shot. The numbers overall compare well to the effectiveness seen in limited testing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met today with a bipartisan group of members of the House and Senate to discuss plans to better secure the nation's crucial supply chains.
The bottom line is simple. The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car or their prescription medicines, for the food at the local grocery store.
Biden is also calling on government agencies to find ways to better protect a half dozen such chains. A record close for the Dow, 31,961, after gaining 424 points today. This is AP News. A former member of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration offers new details regarding her allegations of sexual harassment against him.
Lindsay Boylan is a Democrat running for Manhattan Borough President. She worked for more than 3 years as an economic advisor in the New York Governor's administration. She tweeted in December that Cuomo sexually harassed her. Now, in a post on the website Medium, she says Cuomo once kissed her on the lips without consent after a meeting, would go out of his way to touch her, and joked that they should play strip poker. She says she first met Cuomo in person at an event in January of 2016. And that her boss informed her the governor had a crush. She described it as an uncomfortable but all too familiar feeling, the struggle to be taken seriously by a powerful man who tied her worth to her body and appearance. Personal memos written in 2018, obtained by the AP, indicate that Boylan resigned after she was confronted about complaints that she had belittled and yelled at her staff. Boylan says the records were leaked to the media as part of a smear campaign. Cuomo's spokesperson says Boylan's claims of inappropriate behavior are quite simply false. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.